If your morning starts with snap, crackle, pop, and it's not your cereal, call Joint Relief Institute for fast-lasting joint pain relief. And yes, it's covered by Medicare. 708-888-0000.
WGN-TV Early Morning News is simulcast right here in WGN Radio from 4 a.m. to 6 a.m. Then it's Larry Potash and Company with Robin, Paul, Pat, Dean, and Sarah starting at 6. Larry, good morning. If you can get promoted to the 4 to 6 a.m. show, you'll get to be on the radio, too.
Thanks, Bob. Yeah, I'll have to run over Dan Ponce in the parking lot one of these mornings.
Why not? Larry Potash backstory, another new season, premieres this Saturday night at 7 on WGN-TV. Nice write-up in the Trib. Rick Kogan calls it engaging and smart, and it is. Looks like it's a fun project for you, Larry.
Well, thanks. It is fun to do, bring history to life. So much of what we learned in high school was like on a remembering dates on a multiple choice quiz, or we didn't learn it at all. So it's really fun to explore these stories you cannot believe are true and bring them to people. It's a lot of fun.
History, culture, religion, you've covered it all. Science, and this looks interesting. You've got a show where you get into a segment on comic books. Tell us about that.
Yeah, what is the future of comic books? in this digital age,
do people still buy them?
They're buying fewer of them. But you know what parents should know as they're handing their 5-year olds a tablet or a phone? They say comic books are the only thing, or at least the first thing, kids read without being forced to. So I think there's still an important place for them. And we talk about that and find out where these came from and how they were really, some people thought they were the tool of the devil.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. That and rock and roll.
Yeah, exactly. And we're doing a piece on vinyl records, too, speaking of rock and roll.
Oh, good. So, yeah. You know, it's interesting with vinyl, and we keep hearing about the sales of vinyl going up as the old CDs go down. But it's not the old fogies buying the vinyl. Young people are, aren't they?
Right. And that's what attracted me to the story. It just doesn't seem to make sense that when technology gets faster and easier and it's at your fingertips, and it's surprising that kids want to go out and buy an album, but they do. And so I wanted to explore that question.
Yeah, you know, it's the artwork and also the richer, fuller sound, isn't it?
And so, yeah, I mean, I think that depends on who you ask, but it's certainly different. And it's just the whole format's different. You're listening. The artists construct these albums with a particular reason for this song's going to be first on side A and so on. And that just doesn't happen in the digital world.
No, it doesn't. You know, these days, some of those popular shows streaming are these documentaries about cold cases. Mm-hmm. And on Backstory, new season, Saturday nights at 7 on WGN-TV, you've got a cold case story, don't you?
Yeah, this was from the 1950s. And it really shook up the community because we hear about crimes like this all the time now, but back then you didn't. And it was a cold case. And these two women found nude, very young women, teens. And we came across the last cold case detective who looked into it and thinks he has really good clues as to what happened here. Even if you're not from the area or you don't remember this case, it is fascinating because we stumbled upon an amazing archive of film from this crime story as covered by WGN, which if you know anything about WGN, it's impossible to find anything from 1998, let alone 1955. But we found it, and it's just amazing film. It's a trip back in time, and we explore that story in sort of a three-part series that will air in episode 4.
Wow. So it's a case of a double kidnapping and murder from the 50s, huh?
Yeah. And there's a reason why nobody really had their eye on this particular suspect. And there were many suspects. I mean, they questioned at least 1,000 people. And there were some really, really good suspects. But this guy eluded everyone, and you'll understand why when you watch the piece.
Larry, where do you get the ideas for the shows?
I read a lot of weird books and publications, but I also, now that we've been on the air a few years, I do get a lot of submissions from viewers, and they're great. I've done some of them. And I have so many, I'll never get to them. And I'm mapping them out through next year. And I've got most of it in the can for the fall already. So I just enjoy doing it.
Well, the key is you're curious, and, yeah. and that makes for a good reporter, doesn't it?
Yeah, I appreciate that. And I think journalism students don't necessarily appreciate that. They think it's about, I talk in the microphone like this. And, you know, I find in talking with interns, they really just don't get what the story is. They don't care about it. They don't look for it. They think they're just C-SPAN and shoveling stuff to the viewer, and you need to make sense of this stuff. And yeah. It's fun.
You can't just want to be on.
Yeah.
There has to be a little more
right.
to it.
Yes.
Backstory exactly. with Larry Potash, Saturday nights at 7, and the premiere is this Saturday. It'll run all through the month of April. And, of course, it's also available wherever fine television programs yeah. are shown these days. And we should mention, too, WGN-TV celebrating the big 75th anniversary. And, of course, like a lot of people around here, I grew up watching Larry. I remember in 1948 when he was hosting the showings of the Channel 9 test pattern. A really good show back then, wasn't it, Larry?
This place is a time capsule. It has not changed in all these years, believe me.
All right. Well, we'll be watching Backstory Saturday nights at 7, and the encores are late Sunday night, right?
Sunday at 11 p.m., yes.
Always good to catch up with you, my friend. Have
you
a good
too,
one.
Bob. Thanks, man. Bye-bye.